Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
Johnny B, what's up in there, man?
In the saddle, baby. Working.
That's it. We got a job.
We got the fastest 2 to 3 hours in radio. I'll say that again.
It goes by quick. Well, look at the crew we get to talk to. It's really tough trying to talk about hunting, fishing, isn't it? All right. Let's go down to Port Conway. Let's see what's going on with our friend, Captain Lynn Smith. See what he's up to this morning. Hey, Lynn, what's going on, man?
We're just deer hunting.
You in the brush country?
we're in the low country.
There you go.
Yeah. Those old bucks are still fighting, man.
Well, they are. Blaine said that they are. Man, there's so many broke up deer running around, just no main beams. Yeah. You just tore to pieces, man.
They are. I sat in a stand a couple of days ago, and I watched three fights going on. Yeah. And I mean, one of them was a big old 10 point, and he fought off two other 10 pointers. he kicked them, man. He got after them. Yeah, so there was some good fighting going on. Yeah.
Well,
so it's happening. No, and the does are real skittish. They're real skittish. Yeah.
Are they, they looking over their shoulder a little bit?
Yes, they are. They are doing that. But we still got a group of hunters coming in today. So I got a pretty good 10 point picked out for one of them. And he's a decent deer. He's probably about a 145, right in that range.
Right.
But he'd be a good deer for him. He's a pretty deer. But anyway, we've seen some real good deer, some pretty bucks. You know, you see them in places you haven't been seeing them.
Right.
Those bucks are really moving around right now, though.
People don't realize how much territory those things cover, you know, when the rut's in full swing like it is, especially a second rut, mm-hmm. you know, the late season rut. They really get, they know right. time's running out for them, and they're doing all they can to find them the doe of their dreams.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm taking pictures of some deer that, some bucks that we've seen at other stands. You know, they may be, 3 or 4 miles away mm-hmm. that are showing up at other stands, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're moving.
So, they're moving around. Mm-hmm. They definitely are. And, I mean, they're chasing those does, and they're just moving around. Mm-hmm. But there's some good deer. Really are. And I love just sitting in there and watching that nature, you know, watching nature.
I know,
happen.
That's the best part of it. You know, the killing ain't always the thing. It's the hunt itself. And you know what was amazing to me? You could tell this late season rut was really going to be a bang up, jam up rut because the amount of rubs and scrapes mm-hmm. I was seeing, you know, at Christmas time through New Year's when mm-hmm. I was down there. Oh, my goodness. I said, boy. It's going on, or it's fixing to really go off. Because, I mean, you'd see some mm-hmm. scrapes that were as big as, you know, big as a room, where several bucks were using it, and even the does were doing their scrapes. And I mean, you could tell. You could just tell it was going to be a good late season deal here, man.
Oh yeah. It's definitely happening, and I love it. I love it. And javelina, oh, my goodness, man. We're covered
they're
up
taking over javelina. The world, I tell you. Have you noticed the increase in those just in the last couple of years due to the new limit restrictions on them?
Kyle, oh, yeah.
Taking over the world, man.
Well, nobody wants to shoot them. I guarantee you that.
No?
Nobody does, you know.
Well, and you have to take the entire thing home with you. You know, after you harvest one, you've got to take the head, the body, the meat, everything. It's all got to be together.
Oh, yeah. I had a customer that he wanted a big javelina to mount. And, you know, we got this one stand that they're just covered up usually. And I said, oh, man, I know where to take you. I took him over there. We saw one javelina at that stand, and it was a small one. And I said, trust me, man, we're usually covered up here, but that's a small one. I wouldn't shoot that one. And we never did see any javelina there. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And you go back to the next day, you'll see 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never fails, you know. So, anyway, one of the guys here, he went to that stand, I think it was day before yesterday. He said there must have been 30 or 40 javelina at that stand. Yeah, they're just covered up. And it's just in one area of the ranch. Oh, they can just hoover it, man. They can just vacuum.
And they run the deer off too. You know, a bunch of them come out like that. It'll move those deer. They'll go back in the brush and then, you know, jockey back around and get on another Sendera, and then here they come again. And
they don't want to get around them. Mm-mm.
You know, I was seeing some baby javelinas Christmas time that were about the size of a chihuahua with their moms. And Blaine said you can't believe how fast they grow. Now they're big. You know, they're growing quick.
Oh, yeah. You know, a friend of mine guides on the King Ranch, and, man, they catch those babies by hand.
Yeah.
They jump out of the Jeep and run over and grab one. I go, you're crazy. Mama may be around, you know. But they grab them by hand.
I know a guy that did that and raised one and kept it as a pet for about 2 or 3 years, but it was only adapted to him. I mean, when company would come over, he'd have to put it up because it was so aggressive and protective over him.
And, oh, yeah.
He finally had to release it in a while.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine had one, too, a friend of mine from Raymondville. And they had it right in the house. And,
yeah. Potty trained and everything, just like a, you know, pot belly pig.
Oh, yeah. There was a full-grown javelina in the house. So people come over and sit on the couch and javelina jump up on the sofa and walk towards you snapping his tooth. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, man, we got to go. It was nice seeing you. You know, we got to run. We got some other things we got to do here.
Yeah, really.
Company won't stay long.
No. No. Not with a full-grown javelina snapping his teeth at you.
You just might be a redneck if you got a javelina living in the house with you.
Isn't that the truth? God almighty, man. May as well have a mountain lion in bed with you.
Well, I heard that. Or a bobcat.
I've had friends that had those, too.
Boy.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah, I had a friend that had a bobcat they raised as a kitten. And that bobcat lived to be like 18 years old or something like that.
Goodness.
18 to 19 years old. But he finally got real aggressive. He had to put it out in the cage, you know. But he raised it in the house for a long time.
Did he have it declawed or anything at the vet?
That I don't know. I don't know about that. But he said it started getting aggressive, so he had to put it out in the pen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'd want one of those in the house.
No, I don't believe so. I wouldn't want to get caught in a phone booth with one.
No. Not hardly. No. But anyway, we're doing a little scouting this morning and seeing what it's going to look like. These guys are going to show up about noontime. We'll get them out on the range and shoot them in, make sure the rifles are on, and get them out on the stand.
You still seeing a lot of quail?
Yeah. We were running around yesterday putting out some Milo and making sure the quail feeders are all right. Saw a few birds. We're not real loaded up with quail, but we've got some.
Well, you know, it's so strange. You know, Blaine is loaded with quail down there at his place. I mean, he's right there in the middle of the quail capital there in Hebronville. And it's so strange on cloudy days. They won't come out. And when they do, you'll see one. He'll come out on the edge of the Sendera and look around and then take off to the other side. He'll haul butt over there. Then another one. And they just keep going across instead of coveying across. It's one at a time saying, well, who's going to be the unlucky one and get hit by a hawk? And they're real skittish. Now, on the sunny days, they're out everywhere because they can see the bird shadows and detect them while they're out there feeding on the Senderas.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen that exact same thing. Mm-hmm.
I've seen more hawks this year, I believe, than I've ever seen. I mean, it's just there's an overabundance of predatory birds. Golly, there's a bunch of hawks down there right now.
Oh yeah, well they find these too, boy. When you see a lot of hawks, you know you got a lot of birds.
Yeah, you got a lot of food, and plus another thing, you got a lot of rattlesnakes too. When you got a lot of birds.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've only seen one rattlesnake down here this year.
Well, it's warm right now. They ought to be out.
I know it. I know it.
Better be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Saw a badger, but that's about it. One badger. But you see a little everything down here in South Texas, you know. You never know what you're going to see.
Yeah, and don't step in a badger hole. Boy,
oh, no.
Break your knee in one of those. Boy, it hurts.
I know. You know, almost every year I'll see a mountain lion. I haven't seen one this year, but you know they're around.
Blaine's had a female and a male been sighted on one of his ranches, the one the lodge is on there, back in the back by these three different stands, people hunting mm-hmm. in them. And there's one big one, big male back there. I mean, a huge one. And, you know, the size of that one, that picture you see floating around, somebody killed a real big one down there this year. I don't know whether you've seen that photo or not.
I did. I saw that. That's a huge thing.
That's a big kitty right there, buddy.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, we had a hunter here last year from California, and he had killed his deer, and so we put him in a stand. He was going to try to shoot a pig, and he had a mountain lion come right out in front of the stand, sit down right out in front of him, and he didn't shoot it. And when we picked him up, he said, "Oh, man, a mountain lion sitting down right out here in front of the stand." I said, "Well, why didn't you shoot him?" He said, "Well, in California, it's against the law."
Not in Texas.
He said, "Man, this is Texas. They're predators."
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we want you to shoot. Yeah. But, you know, anybody else was given anything to shoot that mountain lion. Now, to me, that's a real trophy there.
That's the ultimate trophy. I would rather have that than a big deer any day.
Absolutely.
Man, what a
Absolutely.
Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I can Absolutely. Afford to have him mounted or not, but I'd give it a whirl.
Well, that's it. Can I put it on terms?
Yeah, do you have a payment plan for this taxidermy job here, bud?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. Well, I guess the fishing show will be here before we know it, man.
It will. First week of March. It's right around the corner. What is it? 5th
yes,
of March
sir.
It opens? Yeah, on
yeah I
Wednesday.
Think so. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll all be there.
Yeah, me too. You know, I'll be there.
Boy, it's a long week for me.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You know, I really do. I enjoy seeing everybody. It's like old home week, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, good old reunion. All the fishermen up and down the coast get to swap stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'll
first
do
liar
pictures,
don't have a chance.
Pictures. I
That's
know
it, man. First liar don't
I
have a
it.
Chance. I like That's coming it. Over to your booth and looking at deer pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got some pictures, man. We'll be swapping pictures, I guarantee you.
I heard
but,
that.
That's all part of it, man. You know, it's like one big family. It really is. And, It's a lot of fun. Like I said, we get to see guys we haven't seen all year, you know. And
true.
And we get together, you know. Last year, Tommy invited me, and I went down to Baffin and fished a couple of days with Tommy and Coons.
Right.
And we did real well. We caught some nice fish. And that was his last trip of the year. And so we caught some nice fish in Baffin. And anyway, stuff like that's a lot of fun. You know,
I'm going to be going down there in the middle of February and fishing with Cliff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love that story. I fished with Cliff one time, and he told me, you know, he had written all these articles about catching those 30-inch trout and all this stuff. And oh, Cliff said this: these two elderly couples fished with him. They booked him one day, and this one woman said, "Mr. Webb, after each one of us catch a 30-inch trout, can we go catch redfish?" No problem.
No problem. I got you covered. 30-inch trotter on every street corner, lady. We got you covered.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, some of these people, they put their order in like they're at a restaurant or something, you know, on fish. Yeah. It's just,
that's the way these deer hunters do.
I know. They think it's magic, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, one guy called up and he said, I'm bringing my brother-in-law, and I want him to kill a 180 and I want my wife to kill a 175. And I mean, just, you know, they just dial them up, man.
Yeah, dial them up. Yeah, but we got them trained for you. We got them tied up for you. Yeah. We'll be sure to release them when you get here.
I hope the rope burns around their neck don't destroy the mount.
Yeah, you know? No joke. Oh, gosh.
Golly.
All right, Lynn. Well, hey, bud, I got to run. Throw them out a number if somebody wants to get with you about coming down and fishing or hunting with you. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Okay, they can get me in POC at 361-935-6833.
All right, my friend. Well, good luck today. Hope you scout out
right,
some
Mick.
Good ones. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you, Mick.
Talk Thanks, you Lynn. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 here in the Bayou City. All right, little George. All right, where are we going now? We're going over to Lake Houston. We're going to talk to Mr. John Littleton, see what he's up to. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you today?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, man, just, you know, trying to enjoy every day I can, you know, just get out there and, man, we already started back, you know, bass tournaments. We're already trying to go out there and catch us some of those little green fish.
Yeah.
You know,
that's...
actually catching a few, Mickey. I mean, you know, we were kind of really surprised. We had our first tournament last Saturday out at Lake Houston, and I told my partner, I said, man, you know, with this weather that was came in, and I said, man, if we catch three fish, you know, we're going to be good. And, heck, we had a limit in about an hour and a half. You know, it was like, wow. But it shut off. That was it. You know,
yeah.
We just got lucky and pulled up to one of our little old drains that that works real well whenever we got some fresh water. You know, we had that big rain come in or pass through real quick Friday, early Saturday morning, 2 or 3 o'clock. And,
right.
Got a little current going, got a little water going, and, you know, you hit the right spot, you can catch a few. But then we ended up with 17 teams fishing. We had three limits weighed in, 12.55 won, five fish.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't us. We had a limit, but they didn't weigh but 11-something, but... you know, we did get a little check, so, you know, that's always good to start the year.
And, positive note, you know, you bet.
Yeah, yeah, but fishing was overall slow, but, you know, it seems like a lot of people caught fish. A lot of people caught one, two fish, you know.
Caught something,
some
yeah.
Fish. Yeah. And we had some new teams this year come out to fish with us, which is good. And, one of them had told me, yeah, I've been, listening on the radio and hearing y'all talk about it. And we just decided to come out and fish. And, they ended up catching a couple fish, and I'm sure they'll be back. And so, that's always good to get that word out there, It's a good lake right here in our backyard. We just need to use it and fish it. But
now, what kind of shape is the lake in? Is the water cleaning up any, or is it low? Or
no, it's still well, I don't want to say it's low, Mickey. They dropped the lake down a while back to around 41.35, 41.37, somewhere around there, and that's where they're going to keep it.
Right.
Which, normal pool's about 42.70. So, it's down some, but they're going to keep it like that. It doesn't sound like a lot. We're talking, 14, 15 inches. But, man, for Lake Houston, that's 4 or 5 foot out of a normal lake,
yeah,
for water level.
Sure.
But, it's not bad. You just got to watch some of the areas where you're running. But the water clarity, it's still off color, Mickey. It's not great, but you can probably see a spinnerbait 4 to 6 inches,
yeah,
which is, that's typical for Lake Houston. But
yeah, those fish get accustomed to that. They hunt in it. They know what to do.
Yeah. I tell everybody, I'm a big believer and always been in scent. And I scent up my spinner baits, my crank baits. I spray scent on them, and maybe it's a mental thing for me, but hey, it works. It helps me catch fish, and that's what I do. So.
You bass
That's
guys
my pattern, and
that,
I'm sticking to it.
Use that, what was that stuff called back in the day? Remember the pork rinds everybody put on their jigs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uncle Mike's or Uncle Jake's or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I remember. I can picture them in my head, but I haven't had a little jar of them in my boat, Mickey, and I don't know when, I use some store-bought stuff, and then my brother makes some stuff that works real well, and we use it. It's a confident thing, Mickey, like anything. You got to be confident in what you got and what you're doing and where you're fishing, and if you're not, not to say you're not a good fisherman, you just got to be confident in yourself and what you're using and where you're going, and just go out there and do it, and you'll catch a few fish.
Sure.
So we're going to go do it again tomorrow. We got an Angler's Quest team tournament out there tomorrow, so we're going to go out there tomorrow and see if we can catch us a few more. And white bass have been still doing pretty good, Mickey. They're still catching quite a few up the, up around Caney Creek, up past the Commons area, up that East Fork up there, where Caney Creek and Peach Creek up in those areas. And they're just throwing little small rattle traps, quarter-ounce rattle traps. Chrome and blue, chrome and black seems to be working real well. Anything with that murkier water, that chrome puts off a little flash and got rattles in it. And
yeah.
So, they're catching, you can go up there and maybe scratch out 15 or 18 or so, in 3 or 4 hours. And
not bad.
No, that's not bad. It's good table fare, too. Those things are good to eat. So you can go up there and catch you a few. And every once in a while, you'll catch a black in there. Those black bass hang around up there, too. But from what I've been hearing, the guys catching the black bass up there, it's not enough to make me want to run up there and fish
sure.
it during the tournament,
Right.
But, they do catch one every once in a while up there. But, no, it's all good. We're trying to still recover from that cold. I know you were sick for a while, and man,
I still hadn't totally shaken it. I mean, it's still lingering in me. I mean, it's the worst stuff I've ever had. I cannot seem to just break over and get it out of me.
No, and I still have it, Mickey. I fished last Saturday, and then we had an individual tournament Sunday, and I didn't fish it. And I mean, everybody thought I was dying because I didn't fish that tournament. You had people calling me, hey, you all right?
Doesn't show up, he's dead.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Don't show up.
I just didn't want to get any worse, Mickey. I mean, you know, I went out there and, weather wasn't that great last Saturday. And, wind blowing, it was cold, it had rained, things were wet, and I just didn't want to get, go out there and just come down with that stuff again. I had to end up going to the hospital, but one of them minor emergency clinics.
Yeah, urgent care.
Some antibiotics, and, it wasn't fun. I'm still not 100%, but I'm out there getting it. So,
I got you. Well, John, I got to run, man. I'm already hey, if somebody wants to call you about getting involved over there in tournaments or whatever around Lake Houston, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. You can look us up on Facebook, LakeHoustonAnglers.com, and just look up Lake Houston Anglers Club, and you'll find us out there. And come out and join us. Come catch some fish with us.
All right. John, always a pleasure. You have a good one. Good luck this weekend.
You too, Mickey. We'll talk to you later. Thank you. I'll send you some pictures.
Bring it. I like pictures.
All right.
See you, man.
All right. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's all fired up. He's been hunting coon all morning long already. He's been spotlighting coons on his dad's property down there, killing all them thorn thieves.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Boy, that carp had a mouth on him like Barney Fife. You see that?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
No, same way with humans. They'll teach you that in CPR. If you got a guy heat stroking, pack his testicles in ice. I swear, man.
No, thank you. I'd almost rather die.
We cracked up laughing in CPR class when they told us that. We're all looking at each other and going, boy, I'd have to really be hot. Hey, there's your real ice bucket challenge right there, bro.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
You're as cold as ice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. It's past 2 hours. Still feels like it's in the fours, but let's run down Tech City Way and talk to our good friend Tech City Dave at Boyd's One Stop. Dave, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning,
sir. Everything is good. Everything is good. I had a little bit of rain coming in from Louisiana. I'm Louisiana. I'm still asleep. Good morning, Mickey. I didn't know I was in Louisiana. I was in League City, but who knows anymore. But had a little shower, but I'm out here about a mile and a half or two on the dike, and it's not raining. Got a little bit of wind, though, and overcast skies and quite damp. I got a temperature here of 69 degrees, but we've had a good week of fishing. If you like fishing for black drum and a couple of bull reds and such, the guys have been really catching a lot. I just can't believe how many black drum have been caught all year long, but we got a new year. The last year has just been unbelievable. So I'm going to chalk it up to just a good fish population of black drum, good breeding stock, and we've been having fun with them. We catch them, take a picture, and we're fixing to have an annual drum-a-thon. It's going to start here in a couple of weeks if I get my act together, and it'll last a few months, and we'll have some fun with that. A few sheephead caught along here on the dike. Hadn't seen too much of anything else with the weather, and boy, this fog this last week has really kind of slowed things down as well. The visibility has been really, really bad.
That's something else.
But the crawfish, we've been bringing in quite a few crawfish from Louisiana, and that's why I said Louisiana. I've got them on my mind.
Got it on your brain, man.
Yeah, they don't like fog. I mean, they just do not like fog. And I thought it was the craziest thing to hear when the farmer started talking about that. But it'll put them into a molt. Some of the farmers said that they feel like they're smothering. They die. And so we really have to watch them close. But folks want crawfish, and they want them now. And so we tell them they're temperamental. And they say, we don't care. We want them. So we reach out and get them. And we got a bunch this morning. I mean, we've got a bunch, and they're getting good size. They're coming on up for this time of the season. But foggy weather is something else. But it sure hadn't hurt those black drum around here up and down this Texas City dike. I'll tell you, a lot of folks are catching their first one. They read about them, hear about us talking about them, and so they'll come down to the store, and we'll set them up with about the most inexpensive rig we can get them lined up with to go out there with a big chunk of crab and let them catch their first drum. And it's always a treat to see that big old smile on their face, especially if they turn a youngster onto it. So that's what's going on out here, Mickey.
Well, that's good. And hey, I saw your little post on Facebook yesterday. The fog, the visibility was down to one porter can on the Texas City dike. And then on the news last night, Frank Billingsley on the weather, he brought that out. That was great. You're famous now, man. That was hilarious. I don't know whether to call you Tech City Dave anymore or Port-a-Can Dave.
that's probably going to put me in the Hall of Shame with the rest of the ball players.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. I don't care who you are. That was funny. That was really funny.
Just take a little old daily trek out on the bike, and sometimes you just see I'll take a little picture, mainly just to post it up on our little old Texas City Dike Fishing group page. So folks that are landlocked, you know, I get emails from people that are all around the country, and they go, man, you don't know how it makes our day just to see some coastline. Tides it over. So just little things like that. But yeah, it was, the visibility was definitely down to one porta can.
One porta can. When you look down the dike and only see one, it's minimal visibility. That's good stuff, man. Well, hey, I know y'all are in the full swing of crawfish season, and boy, nobody runs to Louisiana like you guys do, man, bringing crawfish back and forth. But, how's all your other things, table shrimp and all that? You got a good availability of that and bait too?
Yes, sir. I just stopped by the store on my way out here to see what was going on out here weather-wise and such. And Martin informed me he's got a good supply of live shrimp. Foggy weather makes it difficult. The shrimpers have trouble. I could sit here and complain for these folks all day long, and rightfully so, but just makes it very difficult for fishing for live shrimp and such. But they got some in. We've got them. We've also got some live finger mullet, a good assortment of dead bait. And then on the eating side, which is my forte, that we've got live shrimp. I mean, yeah, if you want to eat live shrimp like sushi, we got those too. But we've got a good assortment of 9-12s, and I think we got some 13-15s just on down the line if you want to go smaller. And we'll fix you up, buddy. And so we're looking good, man. I sure thank you for asking. Always appreciate it.
Well, how you throw that number out at Boyd's before you get loose here?
We got a number over there. It's called 409-945-4001. And just come on and see us. If you get on the dike, look over on the right-hand side, and there will be waving at you.
There you go. All right, Dave. Thanks for the info this morning. You have a great Friday, and I'll be talking to you next week, my friend.
Top of the weekend to you. Thank you, Mickey.
You too, bud. See you, Dave. All right, take care. All right, that's Tech City Dave Fremont down on the dike at Boyd's One Stop. All right, now let's go to Sunny San Leon or wherever this cat may be this morning and see what he's up to. Captain Steve Hillman. Steve, what's up?
Hey, man, good morning. How's it going this morning?
Oh, it's going good. Yeah, I heard you had a bad day yesterday. You only caught about 40.
It was, man,
a little slow there, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it was steady. It's just, isn't that crazy how we get spoiled like that? But last week, leading up to that full moon, I guess,
yeah,
some of the other conditions, the bite was just, it was stupid last week. I mean, really, really good. One of the best bites I've seen in a long time. And then what few days I fished this week, and I fished here and down there, and it was about the same in both areas, maybe a little better down there, but for numbers, but but just, you had to work on, which we don't mind doing that, but you just got spoiled rotten. I mean, we had some couple of days last week where we were catching fish. If you didn't get if you didn't catch a fish in three casts, you're like, man, we lost them. What's going on? I mean,
yeah,
it was that good. And the complete opposite last couple of days here. Well, fished, I guess, what did it say, Friday? So I didn't fish Monday or Tuesday, and then Wednesday I couldn't get anybody to go, but I wanted to stay in game shape, so I got my buddy Bert, and we went out there, you know, just trying to stay in the groove, and we left around 8:30, and just ran all the regular old track lines I've been doing, just check on those fish I've been messing with, and
yeah,
they're all still there. We catch one here, three there, and then we went and did some other stuff. Based on the water temperature. Water temperature got all the way up to like 66 that day. And we started catching some fish in an area that normally I catch them in late winter, early spring, which makes sense, obviously, with the water temperature and everything the way it is. But Bert and I fished for about 3.5-4 hours. We caught 14 keeper trout, nothing over 3 pounds. And I caught a couple oversized reds, caught a keeper flounder on a Lele in about 3.5-4 feet of water. That was kind of cool.
Cool.
Never done that before, but it was okay. Then we had a few throwbacks, but it was, you could tell it was different.
Right.
Bert caught a couple on top water and, and he caught some on a 52 mirror lure, one with a green back. I think it's an 18s green back, white side. Greenback, silver side, white belly. He's got the specs on. I think it's an 18.
Yeah.
But I like that same color in a 19. It's got the gold and the yellow belly.
Yellow belly. Yeah.
But that's a damn good color. It used to be a real good color in the back of East Bay when we used to wade back there a bunch in the winter and spring. We had that kind of iced tea colored water back there, remember?
Yeah, I used to like that color combination in a 7M up my way in that air clear water when we get clear up here, man. That paid.
Really?
He rolled a lot of trout, buddy.
Yeah, but it was fun. Just two of us went out that day, and kind of got me back in the groove after taking off 3 or 4 days. And then yesterday, had three regular guys, and we got started about 8:30, I guess, and started catching immediately, but it wasn't it didn't last long.
Yeah,
and it was in patches. Everybody would hook up, and then you wouldn't get a bite for 20-30 minutes, and then two guys out of the group will hook up, but these fish were just in little patches. And if you weren't on a good color change, we had some wind yesterday and obviously had a lot of fog, but if you weren't on a good edge of a color change, you didn't get bit as much. But we, you know, we caught our trout and caught our reds and all that stuff. It was fine, but it just wasn't lock and load like it was last week, you know.
Well, you're on the backside of that full moon, and this is always your slow week behind that moon, but it'll pick back up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But and we didn't catch anything big yesterday in the way of trout. I don't think we had a 3-pound trout. One of the reds is about 7. But and you could have caught a big fish where I was, but it's just going to be random. And I know there's some swimming around over that shell in amongst those other fish, but it's one of those deals where you might – well, look at last week, last Thursday. We caught 3 over 5 in that same area and a bunch of 4s. And it's just a timing deal. You just happen to get your worm in front of the right one at the right time. It's not like if you're wade fishing, standing there throwing in one small gut or one small patch of shell over and over again trying to catch a big one. It's just more random. It's a wide open area, you know. I mean, hell, you might go there today and catch a good one. But
yeah. And it's a different pattern this year. You know, the temperatures are warmer, water is, and shell's been kind of a key ingredient for patterning fish right now. But we're going to get some cool weather next week. It's going to be in the 30s a couple of nights, and drops those water temperatures. Soft mud bottom close to that shell where these fish have been may be a key ingredient to catching some pretty good fish next week.
No, it'll get better. This cold front's going to trigger them.
It'll help
a lot. They'll tighten up again. I don't think we're going to lose any water from this front. I think it's supposed to stay pretty much northeast, isn't it? I don't think it's supposed to go northwest.
We're going to have north, and then it'll go northeast, so we won't lose a lot of water. But we will get a drop in water temperature with the upper 30s at night, a couple of nights of that, so that'll help.
No, that'll be good. But they were hitting the paddle tails a lot better yesterday than last week, too. Last week caught most everything on rat tail style baits, and the Little Johns and everything. But yesterday, they definitely wanted a paddle tail. At least on my boat. I don't know about everybody else. But which is good for me because I got some groups of newbies coming up. And I'll put a paddle tail on a spinner and let them get after it. You know, the guy was asking me on text message the other night. He said, man, can we get some bait? And I said, look, dude, I don't even have a live well on my boat. You know, I said, if they can cast, we probably catch something. And so those paddle tails hopefully bail me out this weekend if I'm able to go, as long as those guys can cast. But but that's about it, man. Nothing real exciting on my end. Just trying to get in every day I can.
I understand. It's that time of year.
Yep.
When you're not booked every day and you got to get these trips in between weather systems and everything else, it's the struggle is real, my friend.
Yeah, and I got like 4 trips the next 5 days, and I wish I'd have had them this week. But now the front's coming. But it is what it is. We'll try to make it work.
Got to roll with it, man. Well.
Yep.
Well, it's getting that time. I'm fixing to have to bow out of here, Steve. If somebody wants to get with you, and real quick note, too, you know, if anybody wants to follow you, they can follow you in the Texas Saltwater Fishing Magazine. You do an article in there every month. It's very informative, and how do they get a hold of you if they want to go fishing with you, man?
Yes, sir. I always give out my home number. I know.
It's hard to stay up with numbers, man.
Oh, boy. 409-256-7937.
All right, bud. Well, Steve, good luck today, and hope you get them. Catch them up, man.
All right, Mickey.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, man.
Take care, buddy. All right.
You too.
All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman down in sunny San Leon. Somewhere down there it gets sunny, but anyway. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.